Oh, you're freezing hard.
Am I?
You're freezing on my end. Hang on.
Oh, I think I'm doing good. Hey guys, welcome back to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire. This is the Thanksgiving edition where we're going to show up grateful, grounded, and probably spicy enough to keep the family drama holy. Okay, today we'll talk about faith, emotional intelligence, and how to survive Thanksgiving without body slamming your uncle into the mashed potatoes. And real quick, you guys know I am obsessed with this Omega blood test. And maybe you're scared of the test. That's fine. Start the balance oil. Because, I mean, if you're still guessing instead of testing anyway, you're basically driving blindfolded. Okay. I'm not doing that. I test, I correct, I keep the inflammation down so I can deal with actual humans during the holidays and not turn into a crazy person. So if you really want to know what your body's doing, take the test, take the oil, and stop winging your health. Let me introduce the man who brings the heat to every single episode here. This is my co-host, my friend, the podcasting powerhouse himself, Rory, where he breaks down politics, purpose and scripture cleaner than a surgeon with a scalpel. So let's get into it today. Talk a little Thanksgiving.
Wow, surgeon with a scalpel. I mean, you're putting the bar up there pretty high. Holy cow. My goodness. I appreciate that. So thank you.
yeah,
And yeah, I'm doing
always.
great and better than I deserve and can't wait to do this. And man, it's going to be an awesome Thanksgiving.
Yeah. For sure. So we talked a little bit before I hit record. You're going to your son's. Is this the one in Colorado?
No,
Oh.
this is my youngest, my
Okay.
baby boy.
Okay.
He's the one who's been married the longest out of all my
Yeah.
kids, which is hilarious. They're
Very
hosting at their place down in Indy. So,
nice.
yeah, first time he's ever hosted, and so it's gonna
Oh.
be cool. And I'm really looking forward to it. So,
How cute for him. That's
it's gonna be
exciting.
awesome. Yeah, he's been texting me and stuff. Hey, Dad, is this what we need to pick up? And send me pictures of
Yeah.
groceries and stuff. I'm like, yep, that's it. That's the one I
Yep.
need. So yeah, it
My
works out good.
kids are moving into their first house, and I feel like they did this. The timing is perfect because it's going to be like right. I'm helping her move Wednesday, and they're going to finish Friday. So I think they got out of that. Like they strategically placed that move-in date so that I was, because I'm be like, hey, why don't we just do it at your house? New house, let's warm it up, Thanksgiving. But no, yeah, I'm just doing it here. So
So you're still
easy
hosting.
peasy. I'm still hosting.
Right on. Yeah,
Yeah.
very smart kids.
Yeah.
Very
Very
smart
smart.
kids.
Very. And now it's with the weather. I guess they're getting snow. She's like an hour and a half away from me, getting snow and all the things, and she's just panicking. I'm like, breathe, you can only do what you could do. Just try and it's a whole thing. She's definitely overthinking everything. So if we would have added hosting on top of that, I think she would have her head would have exploded.
It
For
sounds like a
sure.
great idea until you do it, because when you actually stop being the parent who hosts, there's some separation anxiety there. You're like, wow, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Like I sit here and I drink coffee and I'm what I mingle? What I mean,
Oh yeah,
I'm
I can't do
cooking, I'm
that.
not doing all the work. What do I do now? So I
Right.
have no idea how I'm going to get through the next 5 days after this. I'm going to be
Oh,
stir crazy by Friday.
yeah, I'm sure.
And my son's going to be looking at me like, Dad, it's okay. It's
Yeah.
okay. You're allowed to take a day off. I'm going to be like, who are you talking
Yeah,
to?
right. Right.
So,
No,
yeah.
I mean, it's just us. It's my husband and the kids, and I think his dad is coming this year. So it's always been low key. I guess that's a good thing about family not wanting anything to do with you, is that there's no drama. So as much as I'm going to preach to you guys today, just know like I'm living it up in the comfort of just my babies here. Okay. So board games and football, that's my day.
Right on.
Make a bunch of food. We leave it out all day. Drives my husband crazy. He's like, salmonella, or I don't even know what he freaks out. I'm like, well, we've done this for like 50, 11 years. We're going to be fine. Your stomach will survive.
Not on Thanksgiving. There's no such thing on Thanksgiving. As long as you cook it
Right.
once, it lasts until Friday. So,
It's forever. Yeah. It's forever.
right on.
So, little Thanksgiving history, you guys. Thanksgiving started because a bunch of colonists landed in America wildly unprepared. Imagine that. And there was this realization that winter is coming. And they freaked out. But there was a tribe that kind of showed up for them, like, bless your little hearts. guys are stupid, but they taught them how to actually survive. And so they end up having this huge, it was basically like a please don't let us die this winter kind of potluck. So not today's kind of, Pinterest boards. I know some of you freaks out there like marshmallow yams, matching family pajamas, awkward small talk. Yeah, but here we are centuries later. Okay. Centuries later, politicians cleaned the story up, slapped a turkey on it, and boom, we've got a national holiday. Okay. And probably the only consistent thing about Thanksgiving, I'd say, is like carbs and chaos, And a little disclaimer, you guys, nobody alive today stole anything. Okay, I just want to put this in there real, real sneaky. Like this chapter here is history, not a personal confession booth. Okay. Ugly stuff happened. It's happened for centuries. Okay. Our entire existence, empires have been conquered and tribes have fought each other and nations have expanded. And the whole world is in on this bloody history because humans have always been humans. So every country on this earth sits on a land that once belonged to someone else. Acknowledging history does not mean that we're going to carry guilt that we didn't earn. Okay. We learn, we do better. So we're not going to play the blame the ancestors. Let's focus on our generation. Let's lock in our values and let's talk about how we treat people today. So if you're still weaponizing like 400-year-old events to shame modern families that are going to be eating turkey, you're not an activist. You are just obsessed with playing the victim card. So that's my little disclaimer there for everybody who's like, oh, Thanksgiving. Oh.
Well, now everybody knows they're on the right show. So
Right.
that's perfect.
Right.
I
Yeah.
love it. All right, cool. Where do you want to start with this Thanksgiving thing? Do you want to talk about how like not to have fights, or do you want to talk about how to have good fights, or are we talking about how to win fights, or
Oh, I think we should hit all of the above.
I was going to say, what angle do you want to come at it
Yeah.
from? Because I can take devil's advocate on any of these,
Yeah.
because unfortunately I've lived through all of them. But hey, it's where are you most comfortable approaching this topic for the day?
I mean, I think my biggest thing for you guys, like I think the best advice I can give you today, and it's going to be my hottest topic, is just that emotional intelligence. Like you guys can't show up looking like the left at a rally. Like you just can't do that, okay? But also, like we're not trying to lose our salvation at the dinner table. Silence is complicity. So if there's a comment that goes against your core ethics or your faith or your basic common sense, like you don't have to sit there and bite your cheeks until they bleed. Like you can speak up, you should speak up, and your voice matters. But I just feel like these conversations today have to happen with your emotions in check. So like you guys, you can't show up from ego. You can't show up from rage. And there's no, let me drag you across this table with my words, because it's that's we're gonna forget. We're gonna miss the whole message, the pause. Like this should be about gratitude and family and not necessarily letting the devil use your uncle's political hot take to ruin your day. So
Well said.
yeah,
All right.
emotional intelligence. But
All right.
like
Well,
yeah.
go ahead.
I just am saying like you have to hold your boundaries and you have to hold your beliefs, but you also hold your peace. Like I don't want you walking away from Thanksgiving when you had a chance to testify or to prophesy or to be able to bring some awareness to someone. So I want you to be bold with, without necessarily flipping over the table, right?
That's just a lot of stuff on the table at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
So
I know.
that's really good advice right there.
I know.
No, I love that. I really do.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that I kind of came with today was similar. Lead by example, first
Yeah.
of all. I think silence is complicity has to take center stage to a degree.
Yes.
The way that I've been able to kind of handle these potentially really big blow up scenarios. One of the members of my family, unfortunately, is just an absolute progressive, like out the left side of everything.
Right.
And I think there's a couple of things to remember. The first thing is that you're not going to win Thanksgiving.
Right.
No one's going to win.
Right.
Neither side wins. You aren't going to come up with the greatest point ever, throw it
Right.
out there, and march away in victory with everyone at the table cheering for you. It doesn't happen.
World
The
peace
only
isn't
thing that can
happening over
happen,
the turkey.
no. The only thing that can happen is someone can lose Thanksgiving. And the person who loses Thanksgiving is the person who loses their temper, loses their way in terms of I get drawn into something, well, you do this and you do that and I do. No. Don't get drawn in, right? Or someone who loses their composure. And if you can sit there and with a very calm, very full of faith posture and have a heart posture that says, this is what I believe. I appreciate the fact that you think something different. Maybe we shouldn't talk about that right now. There's no problem with that. There's no problem with shooting a warning across the bow. Like, I don't want to discuss this right now. Why do you? Okay.
Right.
That's my advice on some of this stuff. Until you can't. So I don't know if anybody saw the original Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze back in the day, but it was, be nice. Well, what happens if the guy says this? Be nice until you can't be nice. And then when you can't be nice, you take it outside. Always take it outside. Never start anything inside. So, that's kind of my starter. That's my appetizer for Thanksgiving
Well, and I
is
think what I
don't
what you guys
lose.
need to pull out of what Rory is saying is that you also need to know your convictions before you walk in. Like if you're not anchored, that's when the loudest person in the room is gonna flip you around like my Rottweiler flips his chew toy. Okay. So anchor yourself in what you believe in and you stand on it. You know, like obviously, for me, we're not going to be talking about abortion at the dinner table, but that's not a gray area for me. Life is life. You know, that doesn't make me crazy. I'm just in alignment. If it randomly came up, I would hold my ground and not in a way where I'm emotionally going to freak out. Okay. No matter what I say, women are going to kill babies. It's the same thing, whether it's illegal or legal, people are always going to find a way to do the devil's work. If I got emotionally entangled in every single decision that people were making that didn't work for me, I would have blown a gasket already. I would have had an aneurysm. So I think it's important, fighting fair too. You know, that people can disagree with you and still love you. And you can disagree with them without folding as well. But I feel like you guys have to walk in there with your head held high and real confidence is quiet. It's the people that are
Yes.
loud or the people that are panicking.
Right. When you can't prove your point, then you have to shout the other point down because yours doesn't have enough, credibility to stand on its own. I did this with my ex-wife forever, and it took me a long time to figure it out, but she always wanted to fight. She knew that because, we had a daughter together, that she could call me anytime she wanted to and just unload on me. And if I didn't, play along, then, I was kind of bound into the conversation. And I finally got to the point where I said, I'm just not going to engage. So she would call and she'd be making, you're this and you're this. And I'd be like, okay. Yeah, all right.
You're
So it was
right.
kind of like before social media was really hot, that was my early hater that I just took and said,
Nice.
okay, you're entitled to your opinion. This is why we aren't married, because you don't like me. I get it.
Right.
Not a problem. Well,
Right.
you did this and this. And you feel, okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I really am. I don't feel that way about you. And it was just one of those things. So that's how I handle the holidays now. When it comes up, and it always will, because we'll have a TV on, we'll have football being
Commercial.
played, there's a commercial, everybody's going to get triggered. Something comes across social media.
Oh my
And let's
gosh.
face it, we're all going to have football on at some point in some fashion. And football now is so unbelievably political. There's going to be something said by one of the commentators. I mean, so if you can watch your football with the volume down, do that so you don't let Troy Aikman, start a fight for you on on Thanksgiving Day. But it, being calm and, like you said, being just strong and secure in your answer, in your position, you don't need to prove it to anybody. Just know that you walked in believing what you believe, you're going to walk out believing what you believe, and you don't need to change anybody's mind. You're probably
That
not going to
part.
anyway.
Yeah. It's don't debate to win. Like, if you're going to speak, do this to plant seeds. And that's it. Like, show that unconditional love, show that confidence of just like be the calm in the storm. Because I feel like anybody who, liberals, I don't even know why I just tiptoe around anybody, but I feel like they are
Thought you were being
just,
politically correct in
I know,
the
what in the world?
spirit of what we're talking about.
Gosh, because maybe they are playing it at dinner and they're going to be like, oh my God, she's one of them. I don't know. But I mean, it's your job is not to convert your cousin. Okay. It's to speak the truth and show up in a way that's really going to honor God today. So that unconditional love, like being the magnet, people are drawn to confidence. People are drawn to calm, and people are drawn to what's grounded. And when you get into a room, and I can feel it. I can tell, like when I'm in a room with a liberal, I you can feel the shift of energy, and they're going to repel. And it's very simple. You just stay grounded in this, you know? You're not the villain because of how you believe. You're not hateful. So just stand in your truth. This is conviction, and it's how blessed are we in the United States of America that we can stand behind our convictions, you know?
I think we get pulled in too many times to the like the online argument where
Yeah.
someone will say something and you're like, wait a minute. You this and this. How in the world can you turn around now and say this? And it may sound like the most logical argument in the world to you in your head. It is not sounding that way to the person you're talking to. Folks who are like deep on the other side don't have reason. Okay. You aren't going to hear a valid reason for killing babies. You're not going to hear a valid and well thought out reason, okay, that is acceptable in any, giant circumstance. How a man can just be a woman because he woke up and decided to because he's mentally ill. These
Right.
things do not have reasonable, settlements to
No.
them. So
No.
trying to pursue logic in an argument is falling on deaf ears.
And you're going to be exhausted.
Yeah,
Like,
you are.
not even turkey coma. This is going to be mental exhaustion, the kind that takes like a week to recover. So
Right.
I do think it's important too that, you know, you guys are setting boundaries and without apologies. Like, it's very simple. You know, I have a daughter that she's, I guess you would say on the border. Like, she doesn't believe in a lot of things, but she cares about her friends and people that do believe in the opposite things. So she's very protective of them and their beliefs, whether she thinks it's right or wrong. She loves them, and I get that. Like, we're called to love people, right? Very simple. Boundaries are set. Like, I love you guys, but we're not talking about this today. 'Cause my husband and dad are opposite, or his dad's very liberal. He's old school Democrat. Doesn't see any of the sense in here. And, you know, they've learned to be able to have a conversation and understanding. But I mean, it used to not be like that. It used to be us drunk leaving, okay? Because it would be worse when alcohol was involved, okay? Drunk leaving Thanksgiving because there's a screaming match between my husband and the rest of his family. And it was always just us. I'm like, we can't talk about this. So please, you guys, if you know, and especially for families, the alcohol is going to be involved. Set the boundary. Don't even discuss it. I feel like the minute people start drinking, like, it's the gloves come off, and it's not going to be appropriate. So set the boundary and just be okay with it. Boundary
100%.
set, done.
100%. I love that. Set the boundary, and that's just that.
That's it.
I think that we hear all the time folks who are on the left and also consider themselves Christians for somehow
Yeah.
come back and they say, well, because Jesus calls you to love everyone, and Jesus calls you to not judge, right? And yet that's the first thing they're all going to do. So I think that one of the things you can do is go in with an actual Christian viewpoint and simply say, whether you're Christian or not, go in with that viewpoint and say, look, I forgive you for anything that you might be feeling towards me right now. And I am not going to try to change your mind today.
Right.
Today. Tomorrow, I'm going to throw my podcast at you really hard and hit you right between the eyes with it. But today, when
Yeah.
we're sitting around the table, okay, and you've had too much to drink and I really want to finish this pumpkin pie without throwing it at
Yeah.
you. Then you know what? I'm gonna stand here and I'm gonna just forgive everybody, including me. And I'm just gonna say, you know what? It's not my place to judge. You think what you think, I'm gonna think what I think, and everything's good. If you just have that attitude, then you really run the best chance possible, I think, of not coming away from Thanksgiving as the bad guy who lost.
Or letting yourself feel like you're full of regret and frustration.
Right.
And I think we're human. We're human, and we kind of want that validation. We kind of want the pat on the back. We want to be seen. And unfortunately, it's a deep core desire. But I want you guys to go into this, like, let Christ be the one who validates you. 'Cause I don't care who you are. Like, people are going to misunderstand you. People are going to mock you. People are going to roll their eyes. But at the end of the day, like, you're answering to God, not your aunt who got a theology degree from TikTok. So say this to yourself, like, in your head, just looking at your family, looking at the people that you struggle with, and it's just, I can love you without agreeing with you. I can honor God without defending myself to you. Like, I don't want you guys to feel like you have anything to defend. It is that solid power and confidence and unconditional love that draw people to the light. And that's what we want. And I mean, the conversations I've had, one of my friends, like when I came out on my page, okay, when I went crazy about politics and I got aggressive and I got angry, he just kept messaging. He's like, I'm so bothered. We need to have a conversation. I'm so bothered. We need to have a conversation. He's very liberal, very gay, very flamboyant. I love the person he is. I love him. He's incredible. We had a great conversation, and it was after months. I don't know how long I've been posting, but a couple weeks ago, I get the message, and he's like, "You're just right. You're right about everything." And I've been fighting it. Like, he's going to church. He stopped having sex with men. This stuff happened, and it wasn't because I was screaming in his face. It wasn't because I was like, this is wrong. You're wrong. It wasn't about trying to be right. Is that I held my ground, and it is a constant reminder that God loves you and he wrote this book for you. And life is hard. Life is hard. I don't care who you are. Life is hard. If you want to take some weight and pressure off of yourself, if you want life to go easy, get the Bible. If you're tired of the doom and gloom and you want hope and you want love and you want restoration and you want to feel whole, that's where you have to go. I don't have the answers, but I'll always show you. And it wasn't because I was angry at him. I held the confidence. It is that just being a constant light. And who knows how long it's going to take for someone to get it. Months for him, it could be years for someone in your family. It
Nice.
is planting seeds, you guys.
Nice. Maybe we should compare some notes for everybody also on some of the biggest topics that come up and how to not get drawn into it. Just a thought. Because in my world, abortion's just off the table.
Can't talk about
And
it.
well, and even if it gets brought up, it's kind of like I shoot it down. Most of the time, not at a holiday in front of everybody else. I always put the family and the event above whatever my personal beliefs are. Okay. And I just simply say, hey, you know what? We need peace here today.
Correct.
So I'm going to believe what I believe. You believe what you believe. And that's great. Now it works out until someone on the other side starts to dig and make comments and throw aspersions across the table and everything else. And I'm not telling anybody to sit there and take it. Okay. But there is a way to address certain things. Okay. And, the first of which is, if you're getting some sort of flack for being a Christian, for instance, what would you say, for instance, to somebody who's, sitting across the table from you and is an atheist and wants to try and make a point to you about it? Like, well, how do you think this? And how do you think that? And how do you handle it?
Asking how I think about how God works, that's an easy conversation, because whether or not you believe, like, what do you have to lose in thinking that someone greater than us created and orchestrated an entire universe for us to come here and remember who we were, to step into our potential, to share that light, to get to go to a place where forever is peace? What do I have to lose in believing that and moving towards that and stepping into the best version of me and being faithful to that? Whether you believe in him or not, he wrote the book for you. And it's, we're never going to force people to believe in Christ. You can't force them, but you can show them who you are. So when he sees that I have this incredible emotional intelligence, and he sees that I'm not screaming at everybody because someone brought up abortion and I'm very pro-life, when he sees that calm, that says something. When you see the peace and you see there's no stress on my face, when you see I could talk about these things and not lose my soul, that's the testimony. But you
Right.
can't argue. It's just that point of like, maybe you don't believe in it, but what do I have to lose by becoming that version of myself? Ooh, I'm be a better person. Watch out. Ooh.
Right.
I don't have to carry the weight of the world because I could believe that every single day I wake up, I can hand all the heavy shit to God. I'm like, this is too much. Like, take all this. I can't hold it. If you don't have God, what do you do with all that stuff? Like, where do you put your stuff? Everybody has it. So
Right.
that'd be my question back is like, where do you
I
put
like
all
that.
the heavy stuff?
I like that. You hold your boundaries, you remain totally calm, and you're also very secure in your own belief and your own faith. You're not giving anything to anybody. You're simply going, what's the issue? So, and I think that's the only thing I would add is that when I've been confronted with that, I've said something similar to what you're talking about, not challenging, and simply said, the bigger question is, why does it bother you what I believe? You don't believe in God. You know what? That doesn't bother me. If that's something that you feel strongly about, well, then great. In that scenario, according to my beliefs, you're the one who's going to miss out, and I'm not. But why does it bother you so much that I believe something that you don't? Who, what issue is it of yours? I believe this, you don't. Pass the corn casserole.
My grandpa remarried my mom's dad, and where I'm not close to my mom. She wasn't close to him either, but the wife he married was Mormon, and that was a huge like no in my house, right? Like, not Mormons, and it was terrible. And everyone used to get so offended, and my grandma would always, she still does sometimes, like when I talk to her, she loves her religion so much that I don't take it personal, and I don't get offended when she's constantly inviting me. It's like, wow, she loves me enough to bring me into her beliefs. And it's that same thing. Like, whether you do or don't believe in God, just imagine, like, if someone's telling you about him, it's because they love you enough to want to share the good stuff in their life. So you don't take it personal. There was no judgment. It's just like, always, I love that you think of me. Thank you. You matter so much to someone that whatever they're passionate about, they're going to share it with you. Like, why would we judge them and condemn them for that? It's, you guys do it with movies, you do it with restaurants, you do it with dumb shit. Why wouldn't we do this about like stuff pertaining our souls? Like,
There's a time and a place to confront. There's a time and a place to really have that conversation. And I think that your scenario with your friend that you were just talking about, who was gay, right? So if you're talking to that individual, the time and the place is not a confrontation at Thanksgiving
At
table.
Thanksgiving.
No, the time and the place for the talk, to actually exchange ideas, is when you both say, let's have a talk and exchange ideas. And then we'll talk, we'll have a civil conversation, and we'll see how we both feel. That is the venue. It's not in a reaction to something else. I've gone so far as to say, people have said to me, why do you even believe in God? That doesn't make any sense. There's no logical reason. And I go, okay, let me just ask you. And you can answer this any way you want. I said, let me just ask you, do you believe in UFOs? And if they say yes, then I say no. If they say no, I say yes, right? No, I don't. Well, you know what? I do. Pass the salt. I mean, what else? Why is it a problem? Does it bother you that I don't believe in UFOs and you do? Then why does this bother you? Okay. Why do you believe in gravity? Okay, maybe I don't. All right, but you know what? Why does it bother you? All right. And that's the end of the story. And I think that that's how I've handled most of my family that's on that side, and friends that somehow still remain sort of friends that are on that side, is I kind of go, I turn it around to the point of, look, I'm not trying to argue the point because I'm never going to convince you, but I think the
Exactly.
point is, why does it bother you so much that you're the one who's pursuing this? And
Yeah.
then I get to sit there quietly, just like I used to do with my ex-wife. I get to just sit there quietly in my own peace, and it just drives them
Enjoy your
insane.
moment. Yes.
And you're like, I don't need to jump into the sandbox with you.
Yeah.
I just don't. Sorry, I don't feel like playing right now. I'm good.
Exactly.
I'm good over here. Right?
And killing them with kindness is powerful.
It
Like that is
is.
super powerful. The nicer
Right.
you are, the calmer you are, like the more pissed off their demons are. And
Right.
for me, it's kind of like a lot of things that people don't like about Trump, how he says whatever he wants and it just sets people off. Like he trolls people intentionally. Like he's
Right.
intelligent and he does it on purpose. And I love that because it makes people so. It's one of those things God and I'll have to work out because I'm sure he's like, Brandon, like, let's stop cheering for the trolling. But that's you guys,
Yeah.
emotional intelligence. That's how you hold your shit together. And it's really what I want this to look like for you this season is because Thanksgiving, we're gonna blink our eyes and it's Christmas. You're with your family for the next like 30 days. Let's embrace that in a very loving way. It looks like knowing what you believe. And then you're going to hold the line because that's what we're called to do as Christians. And you're going to choose love over ego. That's it. And it's not weakness. You don't have to debate the theories. Like Rory said, it's a very simple, I believe it. That's cool if you don't, you know, it's hilariously like the joke in my family is the flat earth theory. Okay. I ask one time. I bring it up and now I'm the flat earther and everyone just mocks me. So a random joke will come up and the whole table is laughing like, oh no, don't talk about flat earth. Mom will get started on her stuff. Like fun stuff, cool. But I wouldn't ever have a serious debate about theories when I know other people aren't on the same page. So you can honor your convictions, you can protect your peace and you can still show up here today with grace. You know, we don't have to agree on things to share a table. I love my father-in-law. I think what he believes is ridiculous, and I'm sad all the time that he doesn't have a relationship with Christ. I see him like alone and heartbroken. Like my husband's family, everybody's family is dysfunctional. Okay, it's they're all jacked. Like everybody has some kind of dysfunction going on, but I see like the heartbreak with him and his other kids and. Yeah, I wish every single day that I could bring him to Jesus. And it's not going to be me saying, oh my God, Doug, why don't you believe in God? It's not going to be me like yelling at him about how much better his life can be. No, I'm just going to continue to love him for where he's at. And we pray for these people, you guys. We pray for them. That's our calling. But emotional intelligence is celebrating the good without bringing up the fight. And you're not abandoning your values. I don't you ever shrink to keep peace. You understand? I'm not saying that you become a doormat. I'm saying you know, just choose that compassion and self-control. And I feel like that's Jesus did that constantly.
Oh yeah.
I mean, y'all
It's good
pissed him
advice.
off. Y'all
Yeah.
pissed him off and he still just chose compassion and self-control. I imagine he wants to slap the shit out of a lot of you. There he is, just loving you. Just loving you. But know when to speak and when to just pass the potatoes and let the Holy Spirit do his job, you know?
There's a way also to protect your beliefs and not let someone sit there and just spread their own. You know, and that type of thing. We had a situation just a year ago at one of our gatherings, and I think it was Christmas time, where we had like blended families together, you know, through marriage and all this fun stuff. And my youngest son, who's hosting Thanksgiving this time, is the one who's, you know, on the path to become an associate pastor, along with everything else he's doing in life. He like sends scripture out in group texts to us in the family. I mean, he's that kid, right?
I love
So
that.
I do too. I mean, honestly, he's helped me a ton, but that's another topic for another story.
Yeah.
So don't get me all misty-eyed right now. I'm trying
I
to
know.
make a point. So, but it was, you know, that blended family, and nobody meant anything horrible by it. But
Yeah.
everybody was sitting down. I guess everything was a little bit behind, and everybody was hungry. So, oh, let's get to the table, let's eat. And I knew that my son wanted to say grace, and I sort of stood there. I was sort of a guest at the particular establishment that we were at, with the family. And I noticed he was like, "Hey, are we going to say grace?" And it was like, "No, come on, let's just eat." And I went, "Wow, you know what?" So I took it upon myself as sort of the dad figure in the room. And I said, "You know, hey, guys, hold on a minute.
We can
Mike, would you
pause.
come over here and say grace?" Because I was like, "Look, you're all going to have to now tell me that I'm completely wrong and shut me down and shut me up." And no one wanted to do that. So everybody kind of stopped and went, "Oh, okay, it's a real thing. Oh, okay. All right, cool."
We're doing
They
this.
didn't mean anything bad by it. It just wasn't
Right.
part of their
It's not
setup.
what they do.
Right. And even my son at first was like, "No, it's fine." I said, "No, say grace. It would mean a lot to me." He sits down, he says grace, he does it beautifully. And I'm like, "Thank you, man. You know, a little of this and dinner. No more discussion about it. We don't
The
have to go
world didn't
back and prove a
implode.
point." No, right?
Nobody
We didn't have
caught
to have a
on
fight.
fire.
No, sometimes you just have to kind of lead by example, and you have to just put your foot down in a very quiet, mild-mannered way. And you know, when the topic comes up, when you're watching football and Troy Aikman says something stupid, you know, then somebody goes, "Boy, you know, that's right. I mean, these illegal immigrants, you know, the way they're doing this, and you know, this is wrong what ICE is doing." You just go, "Okay, you know what? Look, we can agree to disagree, but maybe this isn't something we have to discuss right now, you know, and let's talk about the actual game. You know, I mean, the Bears are great. Let's enjoy that right now." Right? Little stuff like that. And I think that as long as we're vigilant, we don't need to let someone fester stuff that is harmful, but we also don't need to engage it in a way of, you know, God gives us a lot of weapons. Okay? I'm one for at the holiday, strapping on the armor of God, but not picking up the sword. Just for that day. No, when I leave, I'm picking the sword up. I'm getting the helmet. I'm going back to war. But for that day, I'm just putting on the armor to make sure that I don't become the aggressor. And I've always been much happier when I've done that. And I've left with just a big sense of peace, knowing that I wasn't the one who, you know, tried to upset the apple cart. So just a little bit of advice for everybody out there. You know, you don't have to give up something that matters to you. You know, it's just the way that you do it. So I could have been like, "Hey, whoa, what? You guys don't want to say grace? What the heck? What are you worshiping the devil in the back room?" You know, that's not the way to handle
There's a way to
that.
hold composure and get the point across. And I
Right.
feel like when all else fails, just mentally picture yourself launching the mashed potatoes straight into the face of whoever's pissing you off, and like smile while you're imagining this, breathe and just pass the gravy. Because honestly, sometimes imagining that chaos is enough to keep me from causing it. You know, that's emotional intelligence. Sir, he said turn the other cheek, but he didn't say you couldn't just picture a little potato-based justice to get you through the moments of
Potato-based
frustration.
justice. You know, there are moments when we're working together when I start to worry just a little about
I
you.
mean,
Potato-based justice, if there ever was a slippery slope.
you're gonna look at
Okay.
mashed potatoes and think, man, if only I could chuck these at someone right now.
I'm going to see the mashed potatoes and I'm going to burst out laughing. My wife's going to be like, "What did
What is
Brandon say
wrong
now?"
with you? Now I'm worried about you, Rory. Maybe you're spending too
That's
much time with her.
probably what I'm
We're
going to
going
get.
down to one episode a week until you guys behave. But you guys listen. I
That's
think
right,
the
being
important thing
verbatim.
is today, you're getting ready. This is going to be a beautiful day for you. God takes breaks. You understand? Like he resets, he does everything. So I want you guys, number one, no social media today. Like just stay off of the stuff that's going to trigger you. Avoid the news, pause the sound when the commercials come on. And I feel like really, why don't you clarify your own intentions? Like for today, I mean, are you hoping to change minds or maintain relationships despite the differences? Are you just really trying to protect your peace, or you just want to get through the day? Because I feel like knowing this is going to guide every choice you make in every moment. And I want you to be reasonable when you consider what's actually achievable. Thanksgiving dinner isn't a place where I've heard a lot of conversions happening. So if your goal is witnessing to your values, I feel like honestly, again, that's something that's done more powerfully through how you treat the people than through what you say. So it's just being that kindness. And if you're feeling very troubled about stuff, again, just set the boundaries. Like, you are not responsible for everyone else's choices or beliefs. That's all. You're not responsible for that. It's not on you. Your biggest calling and what God's expectations are of you this day is to hold the line and sit in the power of love, really. Love and kindness. Take a step back, breathe, and just have that unconditional love. You're not responsible for what people choose. And you guys can live in your power, in your convictions, in your faith without carrying the burden of controlling other people. At the end of the day, that whatever's going on with that person is between them and God, and there isn't really anything you could do about that today. So, yeah. Just hold the line in your power. Your best testimony is going to be how you make people feel that day. You know.
Nice. Nice. You got anything else for a Thanksgiving episode?
No, I mean, did we cover all the bases? Are we good? Like, they know what's going to happen if someone questions them. They know what's going to happen if something comes up that they don't want to talk about. I think it's just, I believe in you guys today. And again, like, you know, imagining violence sometimes is very calming for emotional maturity levels. Okay. You know, maybe. If you really had to go let the air out of the tire of Grandpa's car when everyone's taking a nap, if he was really unreasonable, minor little inconveniences that nobody can see you doing, I'm not going to judge you for that. Okay.
You were doing so well.
You do you, boo. Protect your peace. No. Hide the second
Okay.
pie if everybody's not behaving. I don't know. I think it's going to be a
All
great
right.
day. I think people are exhausted of the fight, really. You know, like, it is exhausting. So we could pause for a day, like Rory said, and then tomorrow I expect you guys in full armor and holding the line and setting appointments with everybody who tried to start shit yesterday, today. That's all. Get appointments, get your calendar out, and have those hard conversations on a day that isn't going to give grandma a heart attack over the turkey.
Nice. Very cool. Okay, if I close out.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. I just wanted to just today close out with a message to the dads, you know, the fathers, the husbands that are out there. In the Power Man, we have a tenet that we live by. And you know this, you and I have had this discussion before. And that is that the people who depend on you have to be more important to you than you are to you. And the reason we get in these arguments is because your ego takes over and you proving yourself and winning become more important than providing a good atmosphere for your family to have a Thanksgiving in peace. I think the men that are listening to this and a lot of the women who get this, you know, and follow the same idea would be good to remember that phrase. When you can put your ego aside and remember that you're not there for you. You're there for your spouse. You're there for your children. You're there for your family. You've placed yourself above the fray from the moment you walk in the door, if you believe that when you walk in. And I think that's a great way to go. And I just wanted to put that out there today.
Amen to that. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. We'll see you next week for regularly scheduled programming.